Hi, this is Dave Gardner. Following up with my connections with ASHRAE. In the late 1950s, I was in a community college program at City College of San Francisco. It was called General Engineering Technology, but it had a base in HVAC&R as a complement to general thermodynamics classes. I was working part-time for a consulting engineer in San Francisco to support my education habit. And some folks in this firm were active in ASHRAE, so although at the time I didn't fully comprehend what ASHRAE provided, other than the ASHRAE handbooks, which were an early reference source. After graduating in 1960, the U.S. Army had thoughts on my obligations and put me to work as a refrigeration specialist, first in the Presidio, San Francisco, then some extended duty in South Korea and Thailand. This gave me some extensive on-the-job training, which was not part of my original educational plan, but it worked out well. On returning to civilian life, I ended up working in Riverside, California, as chief engineer for an HVAC equipment manufacturer. At that point, several folks suggested ASHRAE participation. Because of this encouragement, I had randomly been attending meetings of the Southern California chapter without ever becoming a member. In the late 1960s, though, a new ASHRAE chapter was forming in Southern California, the Orange Empire chapter, with a base in Anaheim in Orange County. The powers that be had asked for members to join this new chapter and provide membership and organizational support. I had volunteered to take a chair for support of the new chapter. Consequently, in 1969, I started my ASHRAE membership career by being a chapter officer. After that, various working opportunities took me to various places in the country where ASHRAE was not an active organization. I retained my membership during this dry spell, but there were no active chapters for participation. After these rounds as a peripatetic engineer, I ended up in the Seattle area in 1982 and reconnected with the ASHRAE Puget Sound chapter. With some encouragement, I placed myself in the chair progression. And what are your highlights from your presidential tenure? Well, as I had noted earlier, that tenure was 30 years ago, 92-93. I was also acting as a refrigeration committee chair, which I had been doing. By the time the presidential seat was coming into play, I was also struggling to start my own consulting engineering company, so things were a bit on autopilot. What words of wisdom would you give to young professionals in HVAC? Focus on learning something new every day, no matter how small. It might be a different way to set the table or pour a drink, but learn something new. Learn from difficult experiences, and I use the word difficult in quotes, particularly those of others. There's not enough time for you to make all the mistakes that you could learn from, which is very good. So, and other people make their fair share, and they'll be glad to point out yours. So. Consequently, that's how you learn. What words of wisdom would you give to mid-career members? Well, participate. Exposure to experience and ASHRAE activities broadens your exposure to learning and self-improvement. Yes, it can be time-consuming and sometimes frustrating. Sounds a bit like work, doesn't it? The connections you make are recognized and become an inherent part of you, your career, and your CV of life. Anything else you'd like to share about your experience with ASHRAE? Well, ASHRAE is the core of our knowledge and activity for our relatively specialized field of endeavor. HVAC and the R in ASHRAE are essential to the current way of life for most, although much of our work is invisible to the general populace. Most of our work only gets public exposure when it's either too warm or too cold. Folks just assume the buildings will be heated and cooled, that the frozen food in the supermarket has and always will be there and available. If we're doing our job properly, being taken for granted is probably the best recognition we can have.